I'm Frank Vaughn. It's October 27th, 2024. It's a Sunday. Here we are to talk about the declining quality of the optics when it comes to various jurisdictions in this country and how they handle elections. Now, I want to point out that where this all comes from is I wrote a tweet yesterday, and I said the BC election is a travesty when measured by its ability to instill public trust. Poll boxes taken home with poll workers, week-long delays, mail-in voting, and vote by phone. Absolutely abhorrent optics for a democracy. Now, most people understand what I'm saying here, but I've been told that poll boxes don't go home. I've been told that week-long delays are justified, that there's absolutely no reason to declare that the election is fraudulent, which I did not do. Right away, people go to name-calling and insulting and invective and just crazy things that once again highlight swearing and cursing and name-calling is not changing minds. It's certainly not having a conversation, and it displays less maturity than both my 3-year-old and my 5-year-old are capable of. I don't know what it is about X that brings out the worst in people, but that seems to be the objective that it achieves or aims at. Outrage just turns people into petulant, undisciplined children. But I digress. This is about how things look. This is about people having trust. And you cannot name, call, and curse and swear people out of existence for looking at this and going, how is this transparent? How is this process something people can put their faith in? When you have a firm and fixed election day, but ballots keep coming in for a week afterwards with shifting numbers, which is the next point. Every single ballot request and mail out is supposed to be tracked and tallied from the day it is sent by Elections BC, but they have found 17,000 so far, in addition to the 49,000 that the original number they put out, days after the election. The public has a right to distrust such optics. All mail-in ballots must be in by election day. Now, I understand people argue that you're trying to give everybody their franchise. So giving every single person the opportunity to vote by any means necessary. And there is some merit to that argument. But why is it ballots are still accepted after Election Day? Look, if you want to vote, if you're that interested in voting, you can get an early vote package and you can mail it in so that it is in Elections BC or any other jurisdiction. It doesn't matter where. Your ballot should have to be in by Election Day. And if it comes in after the polls closed, it is automatically disqualified. That would be much more optically pleasing. You have to instill faith in the election process in the public. If a large number of people doubt the process because it is opaque, because it is unclear, because it looks like a security vulnerability, that is something that should be a priority for any institution, any organization, any level of government that's responsible for elections. Your priority, your primary job should be that the public trusts the election, the electoral process. Now, other reasons why people don't trust BC elections right now is because the sitting premier, as attorney general, was responsible for amending their elections laws to create the conditions that we're living under now. And as the count goes on, the count is benefiting the NDP, even though before the count began, all the data points that I seen showed that mail-in ballots should favor the BC Conservative Party. Now, should does not mean will, but again, it's just another source of doubt. You start with 49,000 ballots. You end up at 66,000 ballots. It's a floating number. Ballots are still coming in, and you're supposed to trust it. You put that ballot in an envelope, and then it goes through all of these other hands before it finds its way to election officials. You have to trust Canada Post. You have to trust so many people in the chain. There's so much introduction of security vulnerability just by having mail-in ballots. They shouldn't exist. But it is noteworthy that Ebby, the guy who is the sitting premier and so far is benefiting from these rules was the guy who amended the rules. Again, this is just about public confidence. I'm not saying fraud is guaranteed to have happened here. But I'm also saying, or what I am saying, my primary purpose here is to say that people who doubt this, who look at this and go, man, that looks fishy, they have every right to. It's a reasonable position. And you would think officials would want to allay those fears. But instead, all they do is not the officials, but the people who are arguing for shut up and sit down and don't think about this. Election integrity is sacrosanct. And even questioning election integrity is a sin. That is not instilling confidence either. That's an attempt to bully people into silence, which is not appropriate in a functional democracy. An Elections BC spokesperson confirmed that storing ballots at home is an option. So the election supervisor can take a ballot box home. Now, it has a seal on it, a seal that is supposed to be signed by scrutineers and poll officials, but the supervisor has the seals. The supervisor can take the boxes home, and the supervisor is unsupervised. There's potential there, and that's the thing that people see. That's the optics that I'm talking about. It does not instill faith when there is one point of failure and it's repeated in every single polling area in the jurisdiction that's running the election. So you've got ballot boxes going home and coming back, and who knows what goes on. And people are like, well, you can't fake a signature, and you would know that the seals are tampered with. Look, people create fraudulent money all the time that still passes. We've got these fancy monopoly notes here in this country. The Americans have got all kinds of anti-counterfeit devices on their cash. And guess what happens? Counterfeit bills are passed successfully every single day. Now, we're talking about elections. We're talking about power. We're talking about the ultimate power in our systems, whether it's provincial, whether it's municipal, federal. We're talking about power. It's a step more important than money. And what the objective should be is to instill confidence in the public that there's systems in place that look visually like they work, and people can have a good measure of faith in them. Right now, there's a whole lot of people that are finding this entire process suspicious. And that is something that should be addressed and fixed. And people are just like, there's a process. Most of the people who say there's a process that has to be followed, and if it's not followed, there's fines and there's things, and there's a process that has to be followed. But they don't know the process. They're just repeating something they heard from someone else, and it assumes a lot because it assumes that everybody has honest intention, and I don't think that's a way to run an election. Phone voting. Can you imagine the room for error and the room for taking advantage of telephone voting? What a terrible, atrocious idea. Early voting, I'm all right with that. In-person voting, great. Paper ballots, hand-counted. Look, there's another thing that goes on. People say that electronic tabulators are not voting machines, but the tabulators are programmable too. We know that. It's already been demonstrated 100 times over. People say they're not connected to the internet, but results are conveyed wirelessly. Results are not conveyed strictly by people who count the ballots in their hands before the eyes of scrutineers. Like I said before, when you fill out your ballot paper and then you hand it to a middleman who puts it in a machine, that is a subtle disenfranchisement. There's no justification for tabulators. There's huge societies that do elections, like Taiwan, paper, hand counting. We do the largest election in this country is the federal election. It's all paper ballots. It's all done by hand, and we have results the night of. So we introduce tabulators, and we got telephone voting and mail-in voting, and all of a sudden results take 2 weeks. You got votes coming in after Election Day. That's just wrong. Even if there's no fraud, it's wrong, and it should be fixed. If people can't trust elections, What's left? Like I said before, I've worked federal elections. I've ran in federal elections and lost. And I trust them. And people, some few people say I'm crazy for saying that. But from what I've seen, there's very little room for error. You got to have voter ID in this country. They're like, if a person like me can look at a federal election and say, I trust that process. I've worked it and I've ran in it and I've lost under it and I think it's a good process. For now, that could change. You start seeing electronic voting come in, you start seeing tabulators come in, and I might change my story because that's how it works. You update your worldview as new information comes in. At least that's what you're supposed to do. What else do we have in here? Correspondence with an election BC local official about a case of unmarked ballots being taken home for safekeeping. The candidate asked not to be identified in print. Supervisors have the option of keeping sensitive documents and ballots either at my district office or at a safe place off the polling place overnight, their home. But don't leave the ballots in your car. Make sure they go in your house. It's
so ridiculous.
Like, it's to me, it's so ridiculous to paint a picture that people are being unreasonable to have any doubts whatsoever. It's a perfectly reasonable position when you have these practices in the open that everybody can see. And maybe that's the reason why voter turnout is so low. Like, there's so much disenfranchisement and apathy with the system that the majority of voters, or close to a majority of voters, are not participating anymore. Like, this should genuinely concern elected officials. This should genuinely concern election officials. So, I don't know. I think people are very reasonable, and I don't think it's reasonable to just start cursing and swearing and calling people names when they ask questions about something that's supposed to be so sacrosanct, which is election integrity. Now, the other thing I just want to touch on briefly again is it's Sunday. It's a little bit of break in early voting, and then tomorrow is voting day here in Saskatchewan. And man, the polls are coming steady, showing the NDP ahead. And I see Sask United leaders still filling halls and still attacking the Sask party. And I just, it's disgusting. It's absolutely disgusting. As someone who came here from Ontario as a refuge, looked all over this country and decided that Saskatchewan was the best bet to live the rest of my life because of the way it was governed and the things that happened here and all the good news that I see coming out of the government in terms of ensuring provincial autonomy and pushing back against Ottawa and protecting kids from this predation known as gender ideology. And it's like, people here are just willing to throw it away, willing to split the vote any way they can to try and get revenge on the Sask party, which hasn't done a terrible job. There's a lot of things they've gotten right. And you're going to do what Alberta did. You're going to hand it over to the NDP because you have individual frustrations, or worse yet, you don't even understand what you're voting for. You don't understand what's at the door, what you're about to let in. Like, do we really got to learn this the hard way? I don't know. We're going to find out tomorrow night. Or maybe we won't. Because that's the other thing. Really tight election? Maybe all those mail-in votes that we have in this province, too, will come in handy in a week or two's time to tip the balance the other way. I don't know. I have no faith in mail-in voting. I don't care how many security checks. I don't care what parameters you have on it. It should not exist. It's just, It's a vehicle that invites fraud. And I'm not saying there's fraud. I'm saying it's a vehicle that invites fraud and it lowers trust in elections. And any election official body, anybody that's responsible for elections, should put faith in the process, number one, and should eliminate, not expand, vehicles where fraud could be introduced. It just makes people distrustful. And you should be distrustful, man. Like, whether it's journalism or politicians or electoral processes, a public that knows to ask questions, a public that is courageous enough to ask questions, to point out flaws in the design, to talk about things that lower their faith in the outcome, that's what the public's supposed to do. Why? Why do we browbeat and shame people for pointing these things out? That's not democratic. That's bullying. That's not fair. It's juvenile. All the name calling, man, it's just, I've seen a lot of things since I made those two tweets. I've been called a lot of things. It's insane to me that there are adults out there who sit down in front of their computer and the first thing they do is start cursing, swearing, casting aspersions, never having a conversation. So I'm going to call on everybody right now. Bring your best to the table, everybody, because it's not just the left that does this stuff. The right does it too. Just three-word comments where they just tell a person to go F themselves. It's like none of that's helping anything. Reel yourself back in. Stop being so emotional and undisciplined. Control yourself. Engage the conversation. Since the takeover, yes, you have much more free expression. There's problems with the algorithm. As much as they want to be a video content platform, they just kill anybody that puts original video up. It's like, it's abysmal. They got to fix that. But the algorithm, with the brakes taken off, just churns outrage. Everything you hate, it will feed you, especially if you engage with it angrily. It's a sad state of affairs when my 3-year-old and my 5-year-old display every single day far more maturity than you find online. So I personally am going to elevate my game because it's embarrassing. The whole thing is embarrassing. We got to get adults back at the table. I talk in previous videos about how fixing some of the problems that we have with society is going to require daddy coming into the room and laying down the law. It's going to require adults, people capable of having conversations without cursing and swearing and name-calling and invective and just going crazy. Did you know that I have a website? FrankVaughn.ca, the ultimate repository for all of my work, and a backup location just in case the censors come for me again. And if you like the content, please consider using the donate link in one of the options available. There are no paywalls, there is no advertising, and there is no Patreon, and I intend to keep it that way. Thank you for your time and your consideration.